Thank you so much. Thank you. Please, please have a seat. Thank you, Chuck, for that very kind introduction. Chuck is a proud police officer. He's the proud parent of a police officer, and he has dedicated his life to law enforcement and their families, so I want to thank him for his extraordinary service. I want to recognize the entire Fraternal Order of Police and its leadership, including Jim Pasco, for all your work on behalf of those who wear the badge. I'd like to recognize FOP Auxiliary President Linda Henney, all the members of the FOP Auxiliary, members of Congress, including Speaker Boehner, Congressman Hoyer, and Senator Leahy, as well as members of my administration. And most of all, I want to acknowledge and thank the families of those who have fallen. The Scripture tells us, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Our country's law enforcement officers use force when they have to. They are well armed, and they are well trained. But they never forget that theirs is a mission of peace. Their job is to keep the peace, to allow all of us to enjoy peace in our neighborhoods and for our families. And today, with heavy hearts, we honor those who gave their lives in the service of that mission. Their families are in our thoughts and prayers as we remember the quiet courage of the men and women we have lost. These are officers like Detective John Falcone of Poughkeepsie, New York. In February, Detective Falcone responded to a shot fire call on Main Street. And when he arrived on the scene, he saw a man holding a gun with one hand and a small child with the other. Now, in a situation like that, every instinct pushes us towards self-preservation. But when the suspect fled, still holding the child, Detective Falcone didn't think twice. He took off in pursuit, and tragically, in the struggle that followed, he was shot and killed. He survived by his parents. But there's another survivor as well, a 3-year-old child who might not be alive today had it not been for the sacrifice of a hero who gave his life for another. This willingness to risk everything for a complete stranger is extraordinary. And yet, among our nation's law enforcement officers, it is also commonplace. Last summer, the North Platte River was running high near Douglas, Wyoming. When a teenage girl got caught in the current, Deputy Brian Goss of the Converse County Sheriff's Office jumped in after her. The girl was eventually pulled from the water, but Deputy Gross was swept away, and he survived by his wife, Amy. Today, we remember a man who swore to protect his neighbors and who kept that promise no matter what the cost. I suspect that at that moment, Deputy Gross wasn't trying to be a hero. He was just doing his job. You can find that bravery, the courage to do your duty, day in and day out, in so many